The Zittles have been growing things for well over a century, with a farm on Webster Road so big it produces 1 million geraniums a year and needs a series of its own natural gas wells. After the storm, the farm looked more like a scrapyard with twisted steel supports, windblown large plastic sheets, and piles of broken glass. 7 feet of snow was more than the structures could handle, even with the heat turned on to help plants grow. Paul Zittle has spent nearly 40 years building the network of greenhouses and was clearly worn as he showed what happened to reporters and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
We've got to call for help to come in. We've got to order new greenhouses. You got to build them during the wintertime. We're going to need massive help. I mean, there's an outfit coming in out of Ohio right now to look at trying to stabilize the main walkway for our glass greenhouses just to save the boilers and save the water, save the electricity.
There was so much snow in the Eden area that a dairy barn fell down, crushing more than a dozen cattle. State Agriculture and Markets Commissioner Richard Ball says he has large greenhouses on his family's Schoharie County farm and worries whenever he sees a snowflake.
That's a disaster right there. And, the amount of snow here that came and the rapidity and the consistency of it, there's no words for it. It was just enormous. Normally we can turn the heat on in a greenhouse and keep the snow away from the sidewalls and keep up to a storm, but this one was just a less than perfect storm.
Eden farmers like the Zittles worry they won't be able to get their first crops growing in greenhouses, which should be in January, with Paul Zittle saying the destroyed greenhouses provide 40% of the family farm gross. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.